Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the sticky spot the GOP finds itself sleeping in after waltzing to the altar with that fair-haired groom Donald Trump. Even forced marriages are compelled to abide by that for better or worse proposition. And lately, the emphasis has definitely been on the latter. The honeymoon part was winning control of the House, Senate, and Oval Office for the first time since George W. was asking Dick Cheney for a hall pass for the West Wing laboratory. The downside is being unmasked as the race-baiting, xenophobic, hypocritical party of the rich they spent decades trying to disguise. Trump hasn't changed the Republican Party. He just lifted the rock they were hiding under. A few of those who joyously donned the white dress and proudly stood next to Donnie John in November 2016 are suffering from a bad case of bridal remorse. They now regret climbing into bed with a man exhibiting the same kind of behavior that got him labeled as a serial abuser. But most are making such incredible ethical contortions, they probably sparked interest from various Cirque du Soleil recruiters. A lot of the rationalizations are recognizable to staffs at battered women's shelters. He's new at this, but he loves me. He didn't mean to do it. That's just Donald being Donald. Nobody's perfect. Don't judge him by his hair. Doesn't sweat much for a fat guy. Problem is, the midterm elections are looming like the shadow of Mothra 8 short months away, and all the bridesmaids and groomsmen are busy weighing whether to trot out their wedding photo to demonstrate how they still love, honor, and obey, or to risk a primary opponent from the right who will teach them about the till death do us part. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst. Oh, wow, that was a good one.